cattle futures clambered ahead Monday. Consumers could be making permanent changes in their purchasing behavior in the wake of food supply disruptions. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy, doll. This is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Monday night and Tuesday morning, the 15th of September. The 5-area direct average steer price last week was $101.21 a hundredweight on a live basis, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. That was $1.91 less than the prior week. The average steer price in the beef of $160.66 was $2.41 less. Cattle futures took a step higher on Monday, building on last week's gains, tied to the outlook for slightly snugger supplies, as well as support from lean hog prices, which appear ready to advance on South Korea and China banning pork exports from Germany due to African swine fever discovered in that nation. Live cattle futures closed an average of $1.20 higher, across a range of 77 cents to $1.80 higher. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of $1.75 higher, across a range of $1.50 to $2.02 higher. Choice boxed beef cutout value is $2.68 lower Monday afternoon at $217.21 a hundredweight. Select was 66 cents higher at $207.76. After 7 cents higher in spot set, corn futures closed mostly fractionally mixed to a penny lower. After 13 cents higher in spot SEP, soybean futures closed 4 to 8 cents higher. Calves and feeder cattle sold mixed at the weekly Monday auctions monitored by Cattle Current. Given last week's Labor Day holiday, these trends are relative to 2 weeks earlier. Through mid-session, feeder steers and heifers were selling $4 to $8 higher at Oklahoma National Stockyards. Weaned calves were trading mostly steady to firm, while unweaned calves were receiving sharp discounts. There were an estimated 9,500 head on offer. At Joplin Regional Stockyards in Missouri, steers weighing less than 450 pounds sold steady to $3 higher and then steady to $3 lower at 450 to 700 pounds. Heifers weighing less than 700 pounds sold steady to $5 lower but steady to $3 higher for yearling heifers weighing more than 700 pounds. There were 6,075 head on offer. Steers and heifers weighing less than 600 pounds sold steady to $4 lower at Tri-State Livestock Auction in McCook, Nebraska, where there are 4,150 head. The exception was $3 higher for steers weighing 450 pounds and $5 higher for steers at 750 pounds. At Russell Livestock Auction in Iowa, steer calves weighing less than 650 sold $3 to $8 lower, steady to $3 lower at 650 to 750 pounds, but $1.50 to $3 higher at 750 to 900 pounds. Heifers weighing 450 to 600 pounds traded $2 to $4.50 lower, but $1 to $5 higher at 600 to 800 pounds. There are 3,627 head on offer. Finally, feeder steers sold steady to $2 higher at Sioux Falls Regional in South Dakota, while feeder heifers traded steady to $3 higher. There are 3,054 head on offer. Major U.S. financial indices closed higher Monday, buoyed by merger and acquisition news, as well as increasing optimism about a COVID-19 vaccine being developed by the end of the year. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 327 points higher. The S&P 500 closed 42 points higher, and the NASDAQ was up 203 points. Although food and meat supplies continue to strengthen following the worst of pandemic disruptions, returning to a balanced marketplace requires an economic recovery that reduces unemployment and revives household incomes, according to Greg Pompelli, director of the Texas A&M AgriLife Center of Excellence for Cross-Border Threat Screening and Supply Chain Defense Center. He adds that given the importance of global markets to U.S. agriculture, the focus will be on returning to pre-pandemic trade levels. In the meantime, David Anderson, Extension Livestock Economist at Texas A&M University, says the pandemic may prompt a new normal in consumer purchasing practices. For instance, Anderson points to more delivery services, boxed meals, and curbside grocery pickup options as consumers maintain some of their habits from when store shelves and meat cases were bare and when people were asked to stay home. Another adjustment I think we're going to continue to see over time, Anderson says, is more delivery services of groceries and food. More and more shoppers in the grocery aisles are employees putting together grocery orders either for curbside pickup or for companies that bring the order to your home. Prior to the COVID-19 shutdowns, consumers typically purchased about half of their food from grocery stores for home consumption and half from food services such as restaurants and schools. With restaurants continuing to operate at limited capacity and with students recently returning to schools, Anderson explains the food supply chain is still adjusting to the changing markets. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Monday night and Tuesday morning, the 15th of September. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.